Well, what are, do they both have the sides that are the same height?
No, a frying pan has a handle.
Yeah.
Skillet has hook goes over it with a handle on it.
Okay.
Is that right?
You can go on and talk. It's okay.
Frying pan is deep, I think, and a skillet would be, you know, not
with just
deep.
With just a little ridge mm-hmm. around yeah. to keep. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to ask Mom about a frying pan.
I guess she knows more about that than you do, don't you? What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? Where you
faucet.
Drink? Okay. Say it again, please.
Ma'am?
Say it again, please.
Faucet.
Yeah, like I said, you know, if I'm talking, then it won't.
Yeah.
And what do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel to turn the water on and off?
Wait a minute.
Spigot.
No, it's a, I know what it is. It ain't a faucet, but it's a tap. No, it ain't a tap.
Is it a spigot?
It could well be.
A spigot.
A spigot?
One of those little things you turn on.
Yeah, that's where you turn it on and off.
I don't know, but I believe you call it a spigot.
Okay.
I'm not sure now.
Well, now,
that's what I would call it.
Okay. Would you call it a spigot?
That'd be all right. It don't make no difference.
Okay. What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard where you turn the water on and off?
A water spigot.
Okay.
A hydrant.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
They put in a bag. A bag.
Okay,
bag.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
A sack.
Burlap sack.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard that called a toe sack or a croaker sack?
Yeah.
Which one?
Both.
Well, what I'm wondering is if you've heard...
A croaker sack's made of burlap, made of grass.
Okay, fine.
That's right. I just can't remember what it's talking about. Male grass.
What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and about that high and you put it up to your mouth?
A harp.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about one that's shaped like this you put up to your teeth?
A juice harp.
And what do you call something that children play on that's made with a long board balanced in the middle and one sits at one end, one sits at the other, and they go up and down?
A seesaw.
Fine. And what do you call one that goes round and round?
Flying Jenny.
And how was a Flying Jenny made?
Put a piece of wood in the ground, bore a hole in it, and put a spike in it, and put a long board out where it goes round and round.
And so then you'd have to have, what, two people on it and one person to push?
Two people on it.
And then had
one at each end, and one... Pushing.
One pushing. Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that somebody uses to sharpen a knife with?
Flat stone.
Okay. What were some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use around here?
Old rail.
Okay.
Rail fence. Rail.
And how was the rail fence made?
It was made out of wood that was split across this way, each one. I've seen them.
So it'd be something like that.
There you go. That's it.
Okay. And how many rails high would these be? About
12, 13.
Okay. And about how many feet long would they be?
Different from 12 to 18 feet.
Wow. Well, now, did these have any posts at all? Any straight up and down posts?
No.
They're all just...
On top of one another.
Okay.
On top of one another.
Well, now, are there different kinds of rail fences, or are they all built like this?
Well, there may be different kinds, but I don't know.
But not around here?
Not around here. There's not any around here at all.
Well, now, what were some other kinds of fences?
A rock fence. I know where a rock fence is. There was two old men in the love with one woman. Two old brothers. Mm-hmm. Well, Bob Wife.
Yeah.
But there's two old gentlemen that used to live up about, up close to the old Dr. Pole place.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where that is.
Well, that's up the road.
Uh-huh.